Why did it take 2 months for us to find out? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's one of the questions about classified documents found in a Washington think tank office that Joe Biden used for years after he was vice president before running for the White House. His lawyer says
it was a discovery that was made on November 2nd. He continued with this statement, quote, since that discovery, the president's personal attorneys have cooperated with the archives and the Department of Justice in a process to ensure that any Obama-Biden administration records are appropriately in the possession of the archives. Attorney General Merrick Garland has called on a U.S. attorney based in Chicago to now review these records.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Republican Senator James Lankford tells Fox, we need answers and tables have turned.
President Biden, when he was talking about former President Trump having classified documents, he called it irresponsible and unbelievable that someone would have these classified documents.
Well, the Justice Department opened a criminal investigation into those classified materials the FBI seized from the Trump Florida resort. President Biden's in Mexico for a second day of a summit discussing illegal immigration and drug smuggling. And after his trip to the border Sunday, senators from both parties went there.
These senators were right up against the fence line where the people try to come across the United States. Now, these senators insist that this trip is all about a fact-finding mission. They're going to be heading back to D.C. in a couple of days to take what they've learned. And they say their idea is to turn that into proposed legislation.
That's Fox's Mark Meredith in El Paso, Texas. The rain's going to keep falling on California this week, adding to the damage already done, flooding and mudslides, forcing thousands of evacuations.
I had PTSD from the last one for a couple years, and it's just bringing it all back.
He's in Montecito. She's in Santa Cruz County.
They did have to come in with the boats and rescue a couple people. I heard there's one person down the road here who has their 90-year-old mother living with them, and they brought in a Sea-Doo to get her out.
The storms are blamed for at least 14 deaths in California. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Stocks are rising, but not much. On Wall Street so far this morning, the Dow is up 18 points. The Nasdaq's gaining 12. The S&P 500 is 3 points higher. Tonight, someone could turn a $2 investment into $1.1 billion. That's the Mega Millions jackpot.
$568 million before taxes, if there's a winner. And they take the cash payout, as lottery officials say most big lottery winners do. The over $1 billion prize after Friday's jackpot marked the 24th consecutive drawing without a match of all six numbers. Back in October, a $502 million jackpot was shared by two winning tickets in California and Florida. Tonight's jackpot would be the third largest ever Mega Millions prize. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The price of oil is up a half dollar this morning. It's back over 75 bucks a barrel, while gas drops a penny following its recent rise back up. AAA's national average for regulars, 327 per gallon. It is a nickel more than a week ago, but still 3 cents cheaper than a year ago. They partied into the night in Athens, Georgia.
Beautiful night. Great night to be a Georgia Bulldog.
Celebrating Georgia's college football national championship repeat.
Georgia became the first back-to-back champion since Alabama a decade ago. Quarterback Stetson Bennett accounted for 6 touchdowns, 4 passing, and 2 rushing before he was lifted in the second half. He threw for 304 yards. The Bulldogs have now won 17 consecutive games, and 33 of their last 34, they scored 55 unanswered points after leading just 10-7. TCU finished the campaign with a 13-2 record. Bob Bortali, Fox News.
Unfortunately for TCU, That was the biggest loss in the history of college football bowls or FBS postseason play. 58 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.